SB 80, an update to current state code, would take the 1/16% sales tax now set aside for transportation projects and move it into a fund for water projects. The bill by Davis County Republican Senator Stuart Adams is described by its sponsor as a way to set aside funding for the future and not as something to fund specific water projects per se. Here's Adams at a meeting of the House Revenue and Taxation Committee on Wednesday evening.
One thing I hope we all remember is we can't spend any of this money till we take legislative action.
During the hearing, various members of the public spoke against the bill, saying it would set aside funding for controversial pipelines opponents call expensive, unneeded, and environmentally disastrous. Also among those opposing the measure were industry representatives worried that the construction of the Bear River Pipeline in particular would put further pressure on an already stressed Great Salt Lake. The Bear River is the largest tributary of the lake. Tom Tripp, Director of Technical Services for U.S. Magnesium, which is located on the western shores of the lake, said that diverting the river would have a negative impact on minerals extraction.
All the mineral extraction companies are based on having their infrastructure close to the water. When the water goes away, it's an expensive and torturous exercise to get there. You don't just extend the canal, you also have to deepen it the whole length of the canal.
That was a sentiment that was echoed by Don Leonard, chairman and CEO of the Great Salt Lake Brine Shrimp Cooperative.
We were in a situation where we're approaching record lows on the Great Salt Lake. And it's really simple math. Less water, less brine shrimp, less economic benefit to the state and to our companies. And eventually no water, no brine shrimp, no revenue from that resource out there.
Those concerns are distinct from, but intimately tied to, arguments environmentalists have been making that further lowering the already drought-stricken lake will have devastating consequences for millions of migratory birds and conceivably for air quality in northern Utah as a result of an increase in dust storms from the dry lake bed. During Wednesday's hearing, Adams again defended the measure by stressing that the bill was intended as a way to save for the future, but that the money wouldn't be spent, at least until the legislature signs off on the projects it is meant to fund.
Much of the discussion about these projects should be had and probably would be most germane as we decide if we ever allow that money to be spent on those projects.
In addition to environmental and industry concerns, some lawmakers on the committee questioned the impact reallocating the money would have on planned transportation projects. In response, Carlos Braceras, director of the Utah Department of Transportation, testified that SB 80 could delay a couple of projects, namely the Mountain View Corridor Freeway and construction of the West Davis Corridor Freeway. In the end, though, the concerns expressed at the long-running hearing weren't enough for lawmakers to shelve the measure. SB 80 passed the committee with a favorable recommendation on a 7-5 vote. It now awaits its final vote on the House floor. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Roger McDonough with KCPW News.